Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 123, episode what else? I'm gonna just leave it at a couple languages there.
Keep going.
I believe you. I'd rather not. Of the Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio, and you know what time it is. It's the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the rip, fuck the Koch brothers. As in the Koch Industries, and fuck Fox News. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. I am Miles Gray, and if you're hearing my voice first, oh boy, means Daddy gave me the keys, and I'm on one, so here we go. Jack is wet, Jack covered in sweat. Fuck the drip, cold drew off the rip. Who got guests? Only got the best. Cash and checks. Podcast pay the rent. Jack's gone. Fucking slack off. Jack's gone. Fucking slack off. Don't chase no. Okay. Thank you to Christy Yamaguchi Main and Crispy Meme Donut. Sent me that one a little bit ago, and I was like, wait, I have a feeling I can do this when Jack is not here. You know what? Fuck it. Slack off. I thought it was going to say jack off, then that would have been a whole other show.
Jack off, mask off.
Whatever you
need.
I'm going to use this opportunity to give you the Oxford.
I heard that Jack isn't here today because he's campaigning for Mike Bloomberg. We're not supposed to talk about political endorsements on here, but I just happen to know that that is where Jack is right now. He's knocking on doors.
That Rolls Royce SUV he pulled up in, it's nice. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, that was, and that was just the advance.
Yeah, Daily Zeitgeist logo pops out from the hood rather
really
than the
nice.
Angel. Yeah.
It's really nice.
I mean, can't blame him. Anyway, so that means my guest co-host today is one of the faces upon Mount Zeitmore itself, herself. Please welcome the great guest co-host, the great frequent podcast guest, Miss Jamie Loftus.
All right, let's see if I can get the entrance. Okay. This
is shit.
All right. I've done one to this before. It's fine. All right. I got Zambonis on the ice. Don't need no advice. This girl who is boss. Don't know that you're lost. Riding on a bony. Loftus getting moany. For Bernie 2020. Who you gonna vote for?
Okay. What I got. Fantastic.
That's what I got. That's a PK speaks to true. I got AKA. This one also made me laugh. AKA the Hurricanes emergency backup goalie.
Wow. Yeah. Backup G.
If the Zamboni keeper. Driver can't roll through.
Yeah.
Then I the or biggest fan. The biggest fan of the Zamboni driver then gets in.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. That feels right.
Yeah.
Jamie, we should welcome our guest.
I mean, it's about time.
I mean, shit, if you're on Mount Zeitmore, this woman's face is right up on there, too. Mm. And there might only be two faces on there. I don't know. You know, that's up for the Zeit Gang to decide. So, without further ado, please welcome our guest today in our third seat, the hilarious and talented, the wonderful, the beautiful, the scam goddess herself, Miss Lacey Mosley.
Hey, what an introduction, Miles. Yes. Wow. Can you come with me everywhere? Keep my personal flavor.
Well, since you have that Airwolf hat in here, I just want to let you know how we feel about you.
Listen, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I came in here wearing the wrong colors. I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's all good. All good, baby, baby. Just take that shit off.
It's good.
No, much love to you. Thank you for coming to the show. How are you? It's been a minute since
I've
seen you.
Yeah. I'm Gucci. Yes. It's good to be here. I always love being here. Yes.
How's your life been? Your stories are always a vibe, a wave,
happening.
A moment.
I know it seems that way, but I also do spend a couple days just in my house, shut up like a 18th century pregnant woman on bed rest, just with the curtains drawn.
You went to that Britney Spears room thing.
I did. That's actually my search history.
Yo, my favorite part was when you were on the Toxic set, whipping your hair around, and then seeing the people behind you who you didn't know, and were just like, I guess I'm in this woman's shot. But you were like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck.
That was the whole point of the place. That's actually my search history today.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that
in
a moment.
Yeah.
Before we do that, before we get to know you even better, let's tell people what we're going to be talking about. Judge Judy, ending after 25 seasons. We'll get into that. It's not all sadness. It's a lot of madness financially if we're talking about it.
She got enough money. Yeah. She's good.
Public Enemy and Flavor Flav, bit of a breakup after they performed at the rally, the Bernie Sanders rally in Los Angeles on Sunday. What else? Okay, at this point, I think the last time we recorded, we didn't know what happened in South Carolina. We found out, and boy, there are many ripple effects that have occurred out of that. Maybe touch on Michael Bloomberg, because he finally, I think, is starting to apologize maybe for some of his past remarks that were seen as like harassment. Then we'll kind of look at Michael Bloomberg, the commander-in-chief, the man who's in charge when things are going wrong, and just see how he, you know, how he's held up in instances like that. We'll also get into a little bit of a memorial for James Lipton, who passed away. Chili's is the opposite of passing away. They're turning 45, and they want you to know it's very obvious. And a little bit of a amendment, if you will, on the Corona beer, people thinking it has something to do with coronavirus nonsense. It's all just a really cynical press release that everybody jumped onto without reading. And
good
that
for them.
Is the theme of this year.
That's the theme. I was like, that's the theme of this lifetime.
Exactly. Was that? Is that a okay, we'll make that news.
They're like, oh, I didn't read the article. Sorry. Yeah.
Shit, I'm guilty of that here. Yeah. Just like the CDC thing with the beards, that wasn't to do with. I liked it, though. I liked, as someone who can't grow a beard, I was like, great.
I liked the interpretation of it.
Yeah,
it was
thank
good.
You. Y'all. It's Super Tuesday, so if you're in a state, please get your ass out and vote. And please vote for the vulnerable, the working poor, the people who we try to defend as good neighbors.
And just a reminder, I forget this every voting cycle, but you can take your phone with you into the voting booth. You don't got to, like, memorize shit.
No. Pull your phone up.
Yeah. For almost every city, there's, like, a progressive voter's guide. You can just, like, Google it usually. It's very accessible, very easy to do. And then you can, I voted this morning, this being Monday, and like, yeah, I just have my phone in there for like 15 minutes because I'm dumb and I can't, it took me a while, but I got through.
Yeah, just get your cheat sheet and make the right choice.
And the person at the polling place I was at this morning was Zeit Gang. And they were like.
No, they were not.
They literally were. And they were like, wait, are you.
What?
Jamie Lott, I love the Daily Zeit Gang. I'm not joking. This morning.
Did you multiply your vote by 3,000?
My votes count extra now.
Hell yeah. That's what I like crazy. To hear. If you're Zeit Gang,
he's like,
you
here's
work
five ballots. Get in there. Do your thing.
Zeit Gang's not just voting at the polls, they're operating the polls.
We're manipulating the votes. Okay, y'all.
That's how powerful this second rate podcast is.
Oh, it made me so happy. Liking up before 8 a.m.
Also, I just want to give a very warm thank you again to everybody who came out to all of the live shows in San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Brooklyn, New York, Washington, in the District of Columbia, Minneapolis, Chicago, Toronto. Every fucking performance was blessed, and it was so nice to see people and hearing everybody, you know, come up and say why they like the show. Helps us do this shit every day, so you have something to listen to. So thank you to y'all. And thank you to Anna for holding us down and making sure we did not pass away during the tour. Because sometimes we were forgetting shit. Okay, now to the show. Where are we at? Oh, Lacey. why don't you tell us a little bit about something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
So it actually is the Britney Spears zone.
You just searched Britney Spears zone?
That's That's how it started. That's how I ended up going there.
Where was it?
So I got an Instagram targeted ad, and I said, oh, bitch, this is for me. Like, y'all done got into bitch thoughts, and you know the girl. So I was like, absolutely, I will buy things suggested to me. Yeah. This was in West Hollywood, so I got tickets for me and my friend Liz. We went to West Hollywood, and I thought that I was going to be in and out because, like, you know, I'm an Instagram girl. I'm putting up the swimsuit pics. I'm putting up the, you know what I mean? Like, I get on the gram, and I do it for.
Yeah, for the gram.
For the gram. Yes. And so I went there with her. She does it more for the gram than I do. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, you were with more than you?
Way more than me, which is why we love each other, because that's, it's like, we're just going to take pictures of each other and we're not going to judge each other.
There's
and
no
we're
going
to spend most of the time on the phone. But we are going to talk to each other, but we are also going to engage in our phones. Because I'll be having friends who'll be like, enjoy the moment, live life. I'm like, bitch, I am living.
Yeah.
It's
not
also
in a
designed
place like
for Instagram.
Like,
so,
it's
right. Literally.
Yeah.
Explain
exactly.
To the listeners what the zone is.
So the
is.
Britney Spears zone. So if you live in a city, then you've already seen these kind of pop ups like Candy World or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like Sneaker Fuck.
Yeah,
whatever,
where
yeah.
You go and there's like some kind of emporium or some kind of building that they've transformed with a lot of Instagrammable moments. So, you know, you've seen everybody in a ball pit. You've seen the girls on the swings. You've seen the girls, you know, with the sprinkles.
Yeah, yes. Everybody has sneezed on.
Everyone. that sprinkle pit. Yeah, that's where you get corona.
The
for
coronavirus
sure.
is strong in that
so,
space. Yeah.
So we've all seen these. And I think that they blew up in popularity. Now it's starting to dwindle because it's like we all end up with the same content and nobody wants to post the same, like, oh, here I am by a huge banana.
Oh,
like,
then who
every
are
basic
you at that
bitch.
Point?
Yeah, right. Basic.
Yeah.
So it was one of those type situations, but it was all of Britney Spears's, like, if they had some of her costumes for music videos, they
that
like.
That you could wear or just on display?
That on display. And then they had, like, you know, the airplane, like, they had redesigned it to look like the video from Toxic. They had basically a bunch of her music video sets that they had designed in this building, like, replicated them.
Right, right.
I thought. So, first of all, let me say. I think Britney was reaching out to me telegraphically when I was there.
Wow.
I'm doing my best to free her.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because when I did the Britney's zone, I was like, oh, I'm trapped. And I felt just like how Britney must feel right now. And by that, I mean, usually when you go through these things, you just walk in, you take your photos, you leave. I planned to be there for 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I was there for 2 hours.
Wow.
They give you a tour guide, and the tour guide decides when you can leave the room.
Oh, so it's
Wait,
not just a free-for-all, like, walking
no.
around? Oh, like you're in a group, like a
yes,
class?
Yes, you're in a class, and it starts in a classroom. And
from the Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yes, from Hit Me Baby One More Time. And they have the original teacher on screen, like, these are the rules. And they tell you the rules of the place, like, you know, don't touch this or don't try to pick this up. If you got kids, like, keep your baby's kids in line.
Right.
So they do all that. And then they walk you from room to room. And one room was from Hit Me Baby One More Time, too. And it was like the basketball gym or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had these lockers. And then it had this note. It was like, you can write a letter to Britney Spears and slide it into the locker and they'll give it to her. And I was like, why? Because she in jail? They want me to write prison letters to my sis.
Is she still under that conservatorship? Wasn't there
as
a decision made
as
recently?
As far as I know. And she's still taking them videos from her house acting like she want to be there. And I'm like...
I know. I always worry. I'm like, well, when you give this money to Britney, where is it going? But then it's also like, I really want to go there.
Yeah.
I think that she's still stuck in the conservatorship, which.
Oh, man.
I don't know. There's the whole Free Britney movement you can look up if you want the specifics on that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of the
That
loop.
Story is all over the place.
I thought it was a conspiracy, but I follow her on Instagram and I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that Amanda Bynes is in a similar situation too.
Yeah,
like she's trying to get out of her conservatorship. I don't know. It's like a very murky.
Yeah.
Topic.
But anyways, yeah, so they don't let you leave until they're like, oh, is everybody taking all their pictures? Okay, now we'll move to the next room. So this ended up being 2 hours. I was so pissed when I got out because I was like, this is a waste of my
life. Yeah, I was going to say, for someone like you who's a performer,
yeah.
You're mm-hmm. oozing charisma and you don't feel any kind of shame if you're just trying to get some good content on camera.
No, absolutely.
Feel like if I was someone with lesser energies, I would be so intimidated by the shit you're doing at each one. I would be like, no, I don't need to take a photo.
I think Miles is referring to the toxic plane where there is a video. Maybe I'll put it back up tomorrow if you want to see on my Instagram of me crawling on the floor.
Crawling on the floor, whipping your hair around.
Listen, it's not cheap to go to these places. You gotta make it work for you.
No, but it was funny because there were just people clearly who were from your group or class who were just in the background. And it seemed like the dude behind you was sort of like, I wish I could have done that. Who knows? Or maybe you inspired
people. I
didn't
have the confidence to do it.
Yeah.
I wish he had. Yes. So that was my search.
How much was it to go in there?
$39.
Wow. I'm looking at, sorry, this whole time I found a Groupon. If people are looking for, I found a Groupon and I texted three people from my computer.
Just now?
The time we talked about this. Yes.
How much is it for the Groupon?
It's $27.
There we go.
Dang, I got ripped off. I should have went on Retail Me Not.
We're not worried about you.
I should have went on Retail Me Not. I still want a deal. That's $12.
Yeah.
Lacey, what is something that you think is overrated?
Something I think is overrated is Jessica from Love is Blind Slander.
Ooh, interesting.
I didn't think you were going to come out with a Love is Blind thing. I was mid-sip.
He
and I have to talk
right.
about all of this shit.
We've all watched all of it.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
You're saying coming for Jessica's neck is overrated.
It is because Jessica is just Messica. It's already a mess. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's giving it to you raw. She's giving it to you unfiltered. She is trash. I don't know
There's
if she's aware.
It's not hidden surprise trash.
No. But you know who is surprise trash? Who? Kelly.
Kelly
is the worst.
Fucking Triz Ash.
I agree.
And Kelly family don't fuck with her.
Yeah, not after that.
Her whole family from the beginning of the show was like, Kelly, sis, you don't got good taste in men. Stop. One of them said, we had to rescue you from so many relationships. They are tired of Kelly and her nonsense.
Her mother looked like those old photos from the Dust Bowl when it started to rain finally.
Her mother
was relieved when she met Kenny.
Loved Kenny so much. She was like, I can't believe that Kenny fell for my loser daughter.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully he doesn't.
I wanted
Poor
this so
Kenny.
Much. All right, so for people who don't know, Love is Blind is a show on Netflix where essentially they got people to go on, like, basically converse through conversation, not seeing each other, through going into these pods where they have these conversations or dates. They begin to find relationships, connections, and some people get to the point where they propose to each other and they get married, and that's where it all starts falling apart. People did not like Jessica at first because I think she was clearly feeling Barnett. Barnett did not reciprocate, so she went to phase two, which was Mark, who was a young man who really was trying to do everything he could to win her over.
But something's wrong with Mark. Like, you don't miss that many red flags.
Well,
I mean, at 24, though, I think I did date people.
Yeah, yeah.
24, I would miss every red flag. The only place where I can, like, empathize with I don't even know what the pathize I want to use is.
Pathizing, either way.
The only thing I can relate with Jessica on is, like, she, like, bought her own house, and then she's like, oh, here's this random person. Like, you're going to let this random person move into your house. Like, and he's a gamer with 500 roommates. You're like, okay, I get that. But, like, she was so shady about everything up to that you're just like, I don't know. I have no feel. Like, I don't know.
I think
she was at least straightforward.
She had an age gap of 10 years with the man Mark that she was paired up with. And I think she honestly cannot get over that. Every question she had was like, aren't I old and disgusting and I'm holding you back from your life?
The guy that she was crushing on who had already had another fiance, she was 7 years older than him. And honestly, I think my good sis is lying because she don't look 34. I've seen 34. And even on, you know, I don't think it. I think they just let him lie.
Hey, sometimes when people or anybody, you go a long time without wearing sunscreen, and sometimes
I think everybody on that show is lying about their age because Alex talking about he 28.
Right here.
28 where?
Well, even.
No, he said 27, actually.
The bro-y
guy. The boring one who was with Kelly.
Kenny was with Kelly.
Because Kenny was supposed to be 28. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kenny was supposed to be 28.
Which one's Alex?
I said, in Who's America?
He didn't. And the Broly guy. What's the Broly guy who.
Barnett.
Barnett.
Oh, was Alex 27. With G?
27. I was like, that y'all are not my age.
Was he with G? Is that the one with Giannina?
No.
No.
That was the actor. That guy. Damien. I hate him so much. Yeah. Here's where Damien really. He's for sure a Trump supporter.
Oh, how liberal are you? Or how, I think he asked the question like, how tied to your politics are you? And I was like.
And he was trying to remove my good sis from her politics. She was like, I'm from Spain. He was like, okay, we'll work
Venezuela.
On this. Venezuela. This is why Damien was just. This is women out there. Look, I know it gets lonely, okay? I'm talking to the women right now.
Uh-huh.
And no, I'm talking to the men too, because we're talking about men, y'all, you'll get into it. So women and anybody who likes men, actually. I know it gets hard.
Uh-huh.
And I know we start thinking like maybe settle for a Damien, like maybe, you know, I'll lower my standards in the looks department and in the money department and in the political ideological department. But, you know, it's a warm body next to me and he cares about me. Don't do that shit because they will disrespect you. If you date somebody who's not in your league, they will fucking walk all over you. It always happens that way. I've seen so many beautiful men and women get stomped on by trash men who they knew they shouldn't have been with in the first place. Damien is garbage.
Yeah.
Damien, I mean, you just get like strong. I get a strong libertarian energy from Damien. He reminds me so much of this guy that my best friend used to date, who was just like, you were like, oh, he seems nice. He seems fine. He looks like he's, you know, she's out of his league, but whatever. Right. Maybe he's like cool. But then he was like a finance bro who was a libertarian and was so mean to her. And I'm like, that's Damien.
And he has the calm gaslighter. Demeanor
yes.
where he's like,
yes.
oh, you're tripping. He's like, oh, you're tripping. Like,
he
that's how he fucks
the proposal.
With yeah.
He gaslit her in a proposal. He gave her an empty box and then said, I was going to put something in the box, but then I decided that I'm the present and wrapped a bow around his wrist.
That. Yeah.
And said,
I like when
she's
like, here's your fucking bow back.
That was funny.
Hell yeah,
he's like, I give you all of me. You're welcome, bitch. I was like,
anyway, before this turns into a...
Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah, one last point.
One last
final
point.
Points from everybody. Jamie, final point.
Okay, final point. It looks like the room they got married in looks like a hollowed out, like...
I don't even know.
Delia's. It looks like a hollowed out mall store that they got
Delia's.
Married. Like, it looks like Delia's went out of business and Love Is Blind.
Wait, does Delia's have brick and mortar stores?
Oh, yeah, they do.
See, in the West Coast, we only knew that as a catalog.
There, it
so
was
there
like
was a Delia store?
There was in Braintree, Mass, at least.
Oh, wow. That was the stuff of legends for the young ladies of the West Coast in the 90s.
My mom would be like, $20 on a t-shirt, Jamie? You're fucking dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's
well, they
promo
shot
Zamboni
in Atlanta,
shirt.
So maybe Tyler Perry Studios?
Oh, also, you know what? Shout out to a listener is friends with Lauren, who was with Cameron.
Ooh,
maybe we'll need to have Lauren on. I was surprised. I believe in them.
Does Cameron have a brother? Like, what's going on?
Well, and this is maybe.
I love them.
Also, shout out to him. He's like, yeah, I've dated black women before. I'm like, yeah, I know you have, bro.
Bro, we know you literally were looking to date a black
woman.
He heard Lauren on the other side and said, yes, she's black.
He's like, let me remember some of my raps when I was rapping in college.
He was looking for a black woman.
Yeah.
Lauren and Cameron warmed my heart. To backtrack one reality show, and then I swear.
Okay,
like,
yep.
The Circle.
Uh-huh.
So I have a source, let's say, that you remember Miranda from The Circle? She was like the girl who hooked up with Joey. And,
Lacey, remember, I could only get through two episodes, even though I tried,
Miranda.
I tried.
The one with the tattoos who told all her business real fast.
And she was, she told her all her business really fast. And she was like, I have a traumatic upbringing. I have a good source that says that a lot of Miranda's backstory is completely made up.
Oh, you hate to see it.
You hate to see it. I know someone that knows her personally that is like, she has a rich family from Wisconsin that like blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. Because she came up with, nobody's just like, hey, what's good, y'all? So my childhood trauma is. Like,
right.
And she came
out
with it too fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Lacey, what's underrated?
Underrated.
Sorry. We were just going.
Overrated.
This is an organic show happening right there. People demand it.
Hey, underrated, my good sis, Lizzie Moss.
Mm.
And by that I mean Elizabeth
Moss.
My bitch has been acting down. for, you know, decades. I loved Top of the Lake. It slapped.
It was great.
She's released several bops since then, The Handmaid's Tale being one. Invisible Man, another chart-topping single.
Did you see it?
Yes. And honey, nobody, I knew when they said Lizzie was going to be in the movie, I said, there's nobody else that I could watch fight air, bitch. Okay?
Nobody?
When I tell you Liz was fighting that air and I was like, there we go over there, sis. No, you need a corner, sis. Get him, girl. Like, I've never seen anything just so wondrous.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm so excited
to
see
watch
it.
Invisible Man. I stand it the fuck down. It was entertaining. I laughed.
You laughed.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. I'm inappropriate time.
Oh, okay.
But I was, it was just, her acting was just so good. Sometimes I just had to crack up.
I mean, to act when your scene partner is invisible.
Is air.
And literally nobody. That, I think, is very impressive.
And I think they have somebody in a green suit, you know, for choking around and, you know, doing stuff in the movie. But it was just, I was just like, what can Lizzie not do, you know?
Believe in Christ?
She's really good at, well, she's the queen of Scientology. She's the reigning queen of Scientology. But she's born into it, so I don't care.
Hey, look, I still listen to Beck's music.
Right. He was born into it, too. Yeah. But, yeah, she's good in Her Smell, too. That's, like, a fun one that came out last year.
What's
she's
Her Smell?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Her Smell, it's, like, an indie movie that's, like, okay. There's a bunch of, Cara Delevingne is in it.
Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne.
If you want to see Liz Moss play a punk rock musician, that's Her Smell.
Okay.
That's good.
And finally, Lacey, what's a myth? What's something people believe is true that you know to be false, or vice versa?
So the internets are already going up about this.
On a Tuesday.
Yes. Picasso died in 1973?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wait, that's recent.
He was around for a minute.
But my mom was 4 when Picasso died. I didn't know Picasso was out here with the girls, like in these streets. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, quite literally with girls, though, too. He loved younger women.
Yeah, didn't he find like a bunch of like 16-year-old muses? Like they pulled that whole artist scam where they're like, oh, all my muses are children. Is that okay?
You know, they inspire me. he's around for a minute. I remember seeing a picture of Pablo Picasso later in life, and I was like, that can't be real. Because in our minds, like everything, or at least prior to me actually learning a little bit more about art, anything I had seen that was called art, I thought was made 700 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he was born in 1881. Like,
he was old
when he died. But I was just like, damn, this whole time, I don't know. I just thought he was, you know, chilling with Van Gogh, like helping him chop his ear off or whatever.
Right.
You know, going to Beethoven crib for the parties. You know what I didn't know that. You know what I mean? I thought he was turning up with the old school girl.
Yeah.
You know, the Monets and whatnot.
Yeah.
I did not know he was like alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, during this century. So that really shocked and appalled and dismayed me.
How did you come across this information?
Twitter.
Wait, so what happened though? Someone had a tweet that someone was also shocked?
Yes. Someone tweeted that they were shocked that Pablo Picasso died in 1973. They were like, what?
Yeah.
They were like, I thought he was from 1500. Yeah. I'm trying to find the person's name. But yeah, then I had to Google it and I was like, oh, your girl was out here.
Yeah.
He was in these streets.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow. So to be just like an instant classic like that, you know, just putting out all the art bops, I was like, who's going to be our Picasso? Who's alive and putting out the bops?
I think sadly, like the only, I think Banksy is like.
Is that?
Well,
over?
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, there's people like Tom Sachs or like Jeff Koons and stuff like that. Or there are other artists, but like, I don't know. It's so subjective.
Is that super, super famous?
If you're just going off of like price, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Cindy Sherman's a photographer, but she got some hits.
Oh, yeah. I love her work as well.
Yeah.
But like a widespread like bops, you know what I mean? Like who's putting the art out that's going platinum right now?
I think Banksy. Like, I think that's where a lot of people's, like, I think that's more in terms of, like, popular culture. That's, like, the one thing people are like, oh, yeah, the stencil graffiti guy who might be in Massive Attack, we don't know, is the person behind it.
So we're just going to keep circulating these same old paintings?
Yeah, just buy my dad's art.
We're not going to get no fresh.
Yeah, it's like, when you think about it, we should get Miles' dad's.
Yeah, get my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have him on the show. So,
yes.
we can talk
really?
It out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, March 7th is coming up, so we'll have to talk about his... My divorce. Okay, so with that, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
And we are back. Let's get into let's roll our sleeves up and get into a little bit of the political meat for this meal here. Over the weekend, so I think last time when we recorded, the South Carolina primary had not happened yet. Biden seemed to be the favorite, and that held up. I think he won around 48% of the vote.
Yeah.
Bernie with 19.9%, Tom Steyer with 11.3%, Pete with 8.2%. Elizabeth Warren, 7.1. Amy, 3.2. Now,
Sonny barking at the top of his fucking lungs.
Just going off,
he
huh?
Was
he was
so
loving it.
Thrashing around.
I mean, I think this was, like he said, this was his one state that he felt that he was going to do well in. He put a lot of time into it. So, yeah, it ended up working out for him. Congrats. It's the first primary he's ever won in 32 years of trying. So that was
so much shade.
Yeah.
Shade.
No, I mean, honestly, like, let's be real. You know,
it's true.
It took you a while, sir.
It's true.
And you're lying about marching with Dr. King did not help the last. Well, what was that in the 80s when you said that happened? So
I mean, what I meant was I watched Martin on TV and I was marching at my house.
It was Martin
marching in place.
It was Tommy.
Cole. Wait, hold on. Pam.
No. What are you talking about?
Martin Lawrence.
Shanaynay was there as well. No, you're talking about the show Martin.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a Martin.
That sounds like a terrible, like, social media challenge of, like, hashtag march from home, where you just watch videos of marching and you just walk in place.
You know, you say that as a joke, but it probably will be a thing.
March from home. I mean, yeah, unless you're unable to, then that's the only context in which you can march from home.
Right.
Because he won, that sent reverberations throughout the entire race. I mean, the media was like, Joey's back, baby. He never fucking left. You thought he was down, but he's coming back, even though he might be behind in many of the other polls. But let's just think very narrowly about
this
victory.
He's leaning with his teeth this time.
Yeah. And some of the casualties of that victory, look, Steyer was not viable. So, and he put a lot of money into South Carolina.
More than anybody.
I mean, if just to think, moments earlier, he was backing his little ass up with Juvenile. Okay? But again, I'm pretty sure that was in South Carolina. He's a Nolia boy, as we all know. If you're a historian of Juvenile's work, you know about that. So different states, but
he
hey.
He picked the wrong musician. He was supposed to go get that guy who says North Carolina.
Petey Pablo? Petey Pablo. He's North Carolina, though. He's North Cat.
You know, closer, though.
Yeah.
Closer than Juvenile.
Yeah.
I just loved that Tom Steyer bit, because I was like, you know, y'all used to be the subject of political sketches, and now you're just doing them yourself. You know what I mean? He was like, why don't we do an SNL sketch, but in real life, for real, and we'll be serious about it. Like,
yeah.
Tom Steyer ads are still running, and I see them, and I laugh.
I mean, he's still, I mean, that, is Jeezy's from South Carolina, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah. So okay. You could have got you some young Jeezy.
Look at him.
And I'm sure he's available to do Tom Steyer events as well.
But anyway, that was a big moment. So Tom Steyer had to ultimately bow out. I don't think he has endorsed anyone yet, but he said at the end when he formally bowed out, he said, honestly, I can't see a path where I can win the presidency.
Neither can we.
Yeah, most people didn't. Even when you were the impeachment guy, were like, you don't need to run.
There was a tweet that was just like, wow, it is truly impressive that Tom Steyer just ran in the primaries to make friends.
Yeah, or I think Desus Nice was like, he's like, do y'all think he ran for president just so he could actually just get on stage with Juvenile? Like all of this was just for that? He was just the biggest Juvenile fan?
He could afford it, yeah.
And also, so he ended his speech by saying, when the Lord closes a door, he opens a window. I will find that window and crawl through with you. This has been a great experience, and I have zero regrets.
That's so fucking sinister. I will crawl in the window of with opportunity.
I will
that
break
is.
Break in. Yeah.
Well, actually, it'll be a very different window because I'm a billionaire. Right. It'll be much easier to get through.
Bay window. You're I'll have step through the
yeah,
window.
I'll have
really.
A step ladder. It will there. Be a bay window.
I'll have laborers
we'll pay
build a window
task
around
rabbit
me.
To take me through the window.
Yeah. So that was, shout out to a real one, Tom Steyer, and then.
That was a fun one.
The next day, Mayor Pete.
Ooh, this was, ooh, play, turn
another,
it up.
Another domino had to fall.
Yeah.
And this time, look, historical campaign to have the first openly gay candidate out here running for president. Mm-hmm. I just think after Iowa, there just was not enough in the tank for him. And his greatest achievement is a white guy doing a tribute to Obama, you know? And he was dialing it in towards the end.
Trevor Noah said, I'm glad Pete Buttigieg dropped out to spend more time with his daughters, Sasha and Malia.
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah. Like,
the jokes, when Pete dropped out, the internet turned up. Yeah. It was very
it was
fun.
Good.
Pete, thank you so much. I've never liked you more than the day that you dropped out of the race.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm a fan of you.
But there is like that element of like you, like, Pete, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Biden was like, hey, if you drop out now, you'll get a sweet cabinet position. We have to, like, consolidate the centrist vote and, like, knock Bernie out of the race is, like,
and
I don't
know. And he's young, so he has plenty of opportunity in his political future to, you know, try to climb through some windows with Tom Steyer as well.
Did you actually mean to say crime through some windows? Because that makes sense, too.
I mean, he's crimed through some windows in his day.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like Biden could, I guess, conceivably give him the experience that everyone is saying that he lacks.
We'll see what happens. I mean,
it's
a lot of people say, I know Trump tweeted something like, you know, with Mayor Pete going out, they're trying to fully bring down Bernie now and consolidate around Biden. But a lot of the polling was showing that 21% of Buttigieg supporters preferred Bernie as their second choice.
I hope that ends up being the case.
And then Elizabeth Warren and Biden were tied around 19%.
My concern is that when Pete makes an endorsement, I cannot imagine a world in which he would endorse Bernie over Biden. So it's like, where do Pete's supporters go once Pete actually speaks up about where he would like, you know?
Feel because he traded jabs with everybody.
Yeah.
Him and Elizabeth Warren went at it. I don't know if he would
Warren is my girl,
her.
So.
So I think you need to talk to Amy Klobuchar.
Right.
Because Amy Klobuchar was the next domino to fall. Yeah. Monday, she comes out and goes, yep, all right. Turns out this ain't it. And figured it out pretty quickly. And now, but she has come out and said she's endorsing Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean like, we don't give a fuck where you go, sis. We were so tired of you.
Yeah.
Get out.
I think, honestly, you'd think, just as I was following just sort of the ups and downs of the debates and how, like, the campaigns, that she would be like, you know what? Elizabeth Warren, I think, is who you should go for.
Amy don't even go here. Yeah. Like, she don't even go to Democrats. She don't even go to this school.
She doesn't even go here.
Like, yeah. We saw what you did, sis.
I wonder what happened. I think when Elizabeth Warren basically hit her with that post-it note, like 1-2 at the debate, that may have turned Amy. Or, you know, she was never really about that, you know, life from the beginning. I think she was always just a moderate, probably never saw anything that Bernie or Elizabeth Warren had and was going to favorably back that up. But
Amy seems like one of those girls who's like, I only have guy friends because girls are too much drama. Like, she gives me those vibes so strong. Yeah. So get out of here. Where's Tulsi at?
She's still in it as of this recording.
I've been tweeting at Tulsi like, hey, sis, like all the things that black people say when they want you to leave their home. Like, so what you finna get into?
Yeah.
So what y'all doing after this? Okay. It's getting late, Tulsi.
What you got next? Mm-hmm.
It's getting late.
Pete and Amy dropping out in the same day, it freaks me out. Tell you what, not that I want them in the race, but it freaks me out.
Well, I mean, again, it definitely brings down Bernie's chances of getting the nomination outright, because then it seems, you know, the majority of delegates might not go that way.
Exactly, yeah.
But look, I think either way, I think we're headed for a very messy convention.
Well, this was all so messy because why did they wait until the polls opened to do this shit? Because, like, you know, people in California have already started voting. So it's like, if you voted for Pete, you just threw your shit in the trash.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like I was seeing a lot of tweets around that too, of just like, whatever. Like, there are so many people have already voted and it's just like they just threw their primary vote away and didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, it's just.
And I'm not sure. Some people might not even be aware that the candidates they might be voting for have dropped out. So depends on how,
if you're not getting like push notifications and shit like that and you're a busy person. Yeah. You.
I think the whole system is fucked. And I'm so tired of America just leaning on the fact that something is old to be like, OK, well, this is how we've always done it. Well, you know what? People used to also die like in their 30s. We have birthdays because the kids would not live. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so maybe all the old shit ain't tight. You know, typhoid not lit. You know, like, so maybe not everything that's old is working. Right. Like,
I mean, I don't even know if we've talked about this yet, but even like the concept of caucusing is so like tired and old, and like it sounds like this fun community thing, but it just like it just means that you're just disclosing your vote. People yell at you, people are shitty to you. It's not accessible to like seniors or people with disabilities because you're just playing fucking Foursquare and people are getting mad at you.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know, so many parts of the electoral system are McFucked.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what Mike Bloomberg does. If he can he can shore up the votes for the billionaires, the trillionaires, the stallionaires, if you will. Rest in peace. Who is it? Not Chance, but his brother, right?
Yeah, his brother.
Man, it was messed up. For people who are heavily invested in the lore around the Love New York. Tiffany
Pollard franchise. Which I am.
I saw the Stallionaires at Jerry's Deli in Woodland Hills in 2007. And I just gave him a nod. And the people were like, who was that? I'm like, don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
They're celebrities. They're celebrities.
Let me tell you.
So Bloomberg has been, again, he's been under the microscope constantly because he's a misogynist, racist, out of touch billionaire who has.
He's every bad thing you could be.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
You can't say he hasn't accomplished being horrible. Okay? He went down the list and was like, what I got to do to be bad?
The full spectrum of being horrible, he's got covered.
Racist, classist, misogynist. Only is he's not is a bassist, I believe. And that's about it.
Which really would cool up his campaign.
Well, look what it does. Mike Huckabee plays bass, and he does not make that look good at all. So anyway, he probably paid CBS a ton of money to go on to 60 Minutes on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he was given a chance to try and set the record straight because of all of the wild-ass misogynistic shit that people have alleged him to say when they were in his employ. And he just crushes it with this, I guess, apology.
In 1990, as a tongue-in-cheek gift. Your employees immortalized some of your sayings in a booklet called The Wit and Wisdom of Michael Bloomberg.
I don't think I ever saw the book, but I do remember it.
One of them has you describing your Bloomberg terminal, and the quote in the book is, quoting you, "It will do everything, including give you a euphemism for oral sex."
Blowjob.
I guess that puts a lot of you girls out of business.
Well, I didn't write the book, so.
Did you say these things?
I don't remember saying them. I can tell you that years ago on the trading room floors, things were different. I apologize for that. I'm sorry if somebody was hurt.
You don't remember.
If I annoyed somebody or hurt somebody, I apologize. I can't go rewrite history. I can only tell you now, it's a different world.
It's a different world, but the question is it a different man?
Ooh.
And,
ooh. And
for sure, you evolve with times. We're all a product of the world we live in. Shame on you if you don't learn and try to be better.
Wow. When you say I don't remember, you might as well just say I said that shit. Yeah. I would respect
so
that
what?
More.
Right.
Like, and also, it was a different time. Back then, you know, we would go up the women's skirts on the floor.
Yeah.
Like what?
Look how Trump did it. And somehow the people are like, oh, okay, I guess that's just what planet he's on.
I mean, I think it's just more of a reflection of who you are as a person, because I understand that it was socially acceptable to harass and assault women in years previous. Mm. Sure. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to do it just because it's socially acceptable. I'm sure there has to be at least one man who was living in that time,
like,
who was
ooh.
Like, no, I don't touch on the women and I don't say mean things to them.
Or it's like, it's clear to me what I'm saying is making these people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, I don't think every man agreed to this.
Ugh,
no.
It was just such a weak, like, for someone who's trying to take advantage of, like, every, like, youth angle he possibly can to get support, like, that was just, like, that was a huge miss. I mean, not that I'm like, oh, I'm disappointed.
I came this close to coming around on Bloomberg.
It's just so right. I was like, I was almost with it.
On the fourth mailer, I was like,
I was one skateboard ride away from Bloomberg from believing that.
I was
he
one
could
fuck
take
Jerry meme away.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't even get me started.
I was
started
one distracted
on
girlfriend meme away.
I can't yeah. deal with it.
Again, you know, if for people who ever find themselves having to apologize for past behavior, just try and articulate why what you said back then is wrong now, rather than doing the thing of like, hey, well, if I offended anybody, like, I'm sorry.
And
man.
What do you mean if?
Yeah.
Like, you basically told your women employees that they only good for sucking dick. I think they probably were a little offended.
Yeah.
It's not an if on their end, I'm sure. Like, it's just,
well, the secondary, like, strategy after that is like, well, I never heard about it. And had I known, I probably would have. But I had never heard anything about
it when it came out.
Even though I'm the one signing all the fucking checks. So who gonna check me, boo? I don't think anybody.
I don't know why my employees didn't just come up to me and tell me I wasn't shit.
Yeah.
Even though I controlled the fate of their financial livelihood.
Right.
You know, I don't know why they didn't come talk to me.
Oh, man. But yeah, he tried. He tried. And then, I mean, even then, too, he was over the weekend, went to church in Selma, Alabama. And few people in the audience made it known that they have not forgotten his fucked up history of stopping, frisking, harassing black and brown men in the city of New York. And they turned his back as he was speaking during the service. So credit to them. But again, I don't think, you know, for someone who thinks like he does, he's probably like, were they not happy with the amount of money that I gave? Like, what was it something I did?
And then also Stacey Abrams was there, and she's been supporting Mike Bloomberg for a hot minute here.
She definitely defended his, like, obscene amount of ad spend.
Yes.
And, comparing it to candidates who bring a dog on the campaign trail.
Or their charisma.
Yeah. Right.
Mike is bringing billions.
He is.
It's because he doesn't have charisma, and dogs hate him. So what choice does he have?
Did you see that one clip where he, like, grabbed a, like, a golden retriever snout?
Yes.
No.
He was, like, meeting a dog.
He manhandled this dog.
He fucking frisked the dog.
He frisked the dog.
It was like he was trying to shake the dog's hand, but he could only grab the snout.
Of the dog's
face. And he was like,
face.
Okay, good to meet you, sir.
It was weird and wild.
I hate him.
I just, is there a way that at least if Mike is going to get on my nerves for another, like, few weeks, mm-hmm. that I can profit off of this? If
you
Mike is
going to
be
up.
A dumbass and spend all his money on a campaign, he
you
will
know
not
how,
win.
You know how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Take your account right now. change all the shit, like all your avatar, like your fucking background photo, everything, to be like a Bloomberg Stan account. All you need to upload is like 3 clips of you like telling other black women why they need to support Mike Bloomberg.
Oh, and I'm sure someone would hit you. I could get on that influencer site and get a coin.
Yeah.
Everybody would know it was fake.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then you would just get the money anyways. Mike has no way of knowing. Like, Mike can't detect irony if you fucking like gave him $1 billion more. He will never know.
That's one thing the money cannot buy him.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is anybody benefiting off this campaign spending that he's doing? Because
plenty of people are working for his campaign because they're just like, I don't give a fuck. He's just giving out people like $2,500 checks.
Well, there's like people are like kind of taking like a Robin Hood mentality of like, absolutely, I'm going to take his money and like pay some of my student loans. Like, fuck. Like, I don't believe in what he's doing, but he pays well.
I hope that his whole campaign camp is just people who are like ironically there just trying to come up on some quick cash.
I mean, you'd think it based on like screenshots people were getting from like people who were texting from his campaign.
I know they're texting like, hey, what's up, it's me, a fan of Mike Bloomberg, can we count on your vote?
And if you said no, it's like, this is technically not illegal, I'm a real person.
It's like, the equivalent of like, I used to sell my blood plasma for money. I feel like Mike Bloomberg is like the political equivalent of selling your blood plasma for money. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, well, it doesn't, like, I just have to make ends meet this month.
Absolutely.
Fine, I'll fucking text for Bloomberg.
Ugh.
I think it might be worse than that. I think it might be semen in a cup.
There.
It's like, I'm making children I'll never know about, but I need
this
money.
We'll see where this goes.
I just got to compartmentalize myself and just do it.
Yeah. I just want to touch on his record as mayor and just how he's handled other emergencies, right? Because right now we're in the midst of a possible pandemic of the coronavirus. And, you know, the leadership is lacking, it seems, from what I've read. I don't know. I don't want to make any assessments, but it sounds like they don't know what the fuck they're doing in D.C. So I think it's a good moment to just sort of look at just one instance of Michael Bloomberg trying to handle a bit of a what should we call this? I guess a disaster, a bit of a emergency situation. In 2010. Just after Christmas, there was a blizzard that like hit New York with like 20 inches of snow. Okay. And the streets weren't like plowed. People were stuck in their homes and people were fucking pissed at Michael Bloomberg. Even people who were like his allies, like in the city council, saying stuff like, quote, I've never seen such gross mismanagement and lack of leadership in my lifetime. People are furious. Another like city council speaker who has been a pretty staunch ally of the mayor at the time said clearly the response was unacceptable. We're hearing reports from all over, people not even having seen a plow by the afternoon of the day after, like when the snow fell. This is a level of lack of cleanup that I really can't recall. And even with the storm coming in and people saying, hey, this looks to be a pretty significant weather event, opted out of declaring a state of emergency. Just because in the beginning he defended it because he said he didn't want to cause more problems, which is not how you lead.
Problem.
You let people know there's a problem on the way rather than the thing of like, I'm sure Trump has the same mentality too, of sort of like, well, if we get fucking people all worried about it, then it's going to be more chaos. Like, let's just wait till the last minute and then.
Yeah, that way people don't like get food in advance or the things that they need. Also, I have a friend who I think was in New York at the time of that blizzard, and they were stuck in a building, all of these people, and like sharing food and like dropping stuff down to each other's balconies and stuff because they couldn't get out. What's wild is we have this thing called meteorology, and it's a science of weather, and you knew this was coming, Mike.
Yeah, just a little bit would have done a lot. And
it's
at the
ridiculous.
Time,
yeah,
the sixth highest amount of emergency 911 calls in New York's history were put in that like during this event. Just so where you can see where that ranks, 9/11 was the third highest. And was still just being like, nah, it's nothing to worry about. You know, let's just do whatever the fuck we got to do. The other part, he wasn't even in the city when all of this went down.
Because he knew to leave.
He was in fucking Bermuda.
He's such a rich person. He was like, oh, a storm's coming in. Gather the jets.
Yep.
It's so fucked. Like, if you've ever heard of, like, something about Mike Bloomberg that you're like, oh, I think he did a good job there. Like,
right.
Reach out. Let us know if he's done a good thing before. Haven't heard of one.
And so, you know, on a few levels, right, this would obviously irk most people. For one, he knew there was an emergency. He was aware that it was coming, decided it wasn't worth declaring, and then fucked off on vacation. Mm-hmm. Then the fact that he, like, he apparently was very weirdly private about going on vacations. Like, his, like, office, quote, refused to confirm or deny that he was in Bermuda because it was his, quote, private time. Mm-hmm. So journalists had to, like, go off plane charter records to figure out where he actually was. And so that, you know, where people were like, where the fuck are you? Because a lot of other mayors were sort of saying, like, before him, it's like being mayor of New York's a 7-day-a-week job. Like, you know, and sometimes they're, like, at the site of an emergency. Like, immediately, that's just sort of, like, what the I guess the – how other mayors were sort of running shit. The other part was when he tried to tell people that everything was okay in the city and they just need to chill the fuck out because the Broadway shows were still running.
With
that's – what's the problem?
Can you imagine what? Telling your job that you have in private time and just not going to your employment?
Right. It's a lot.
He's like, listen, Book of Mormon's fine, all right?
Yeah. So what's the problem?
So
you could see a Broadway show, right? So
yeah, you probably could see Hamilton today since the streets is fucked up. You got a chance to win the lotto.
When like, people,
yeah, check out SpongeBob. It's still no, he wasn't mayor during SpongeBob.
No,
thank
definitely not.
God.
But he was saying like when other like prior to this when like New York City residents were pressing him about all of his vacations, he kept just telling them, "quote It's none of their business." Okay.
You know you work for us, right? Technically, we're your employer.
Yeah.
But, we pay you. Like
just to give you that little bit, you know, I think we can all safely say that this is the person that should be leading the country. And who knows what will happen, but I hope he bows out soon. All right, let's take another quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. Just a quick shout out to James Lipton from Inside the Actors Studio, who passed away at the age of 93 years young. I mean, I watched the show. I know people who it's massively important to them. But I always like the part where he asked the actors what their favorite curse words are.
Yeah, that's the best.
Okay, moving on.
Well, I liked him on Arrested Development also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep, great, great.
Are they going to do, I feel like now Inside the Actors Studio is just going to die.
Weren't they continuing it? Did they continue or did it stop?
I don't know. I guess I have a difficult time like dating any of those episodes. They all, because they take place in the same void that you're like, oh, this could be from any year.
Where really. Bradley Cooper is a student in the audience.
Right. You're just like, oh, I guess this was a while ago. Like it always looks the same. I feel like they've been using the same camera the whole time.
That black box theater.
It's like the resolution never changes. So I had no idea he was that old.
Neither
I thought he was in his 70s maybe. Like, I know, I don't know.
It's just like when Joan Rivers died and then Fashion Police just know they couldn't revive it. And that hurts because now there's a hole in my heart for like people just being doing fashion critique.
What they did is they had a like sort of rotating host type style.
Got it.
After James sort of bowed out.
That bores me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, Chili's.
I want my baby.
They're turning okay, apparently Chili's is 45 years old. It's turning 45
what?
In March.
Okay, Chili's.
And they want you to know, okay?
Y'all over the hill, Chili's.
March 13th, you can get $3.13 margaritas that will come in a commemorative glass. But the also part is funny, like, if you, you know, do it, like all these companies are doing, like, hey, follow us on every single thing so we can get all of your data. You can, like, win stuff like a t-shirt that says, I feel God in this Chili's tonight, which I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It feels sexual.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Have you ever felt God in the Chili's?
I love a Chili's.
I've definitely felt Satan.
Yeah.
I felt the presence of Beelzebub.
When was the last time?
I felt drunk in a Chili's.
Have you ever felt God in a chain restaurant before?
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
Chili's would be one of them.
So what happened?
Chili's would be one of them. I think like that was one of my family's arguing restaurants. You know, like when you're like, when we go to this restaurant,
we argue.
We're going to get into a fight. And that, so like Chili's would be like, we would go, we would get a rack of ribs and we would argue about, you know, a large issue.
Would it be, so you knew that if you were going to Chili's, it was to have some kind of argument?
It was
that like somehow the energy in the Chili's always brought out the worst?
We had some nice ones. I feel like Chili's, you're like, it's nice enough, but if you get into an argument, you're not like, well, everyone's like, I'm wrecking the vibe at Chili's. Like, Chili's.
Right. Nobody's paying attention to the fact that y'all are like yelling over baby back
ribs. Right. They're like, oh, this seems about right. That's about the energy in this place. Like, anyone could bust out into an argument at any point, and like, no other like group is going to be bothered by it.
Honestly, full on fist fight. I would still be eating my ribs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. People aren't
just keep it away from me.
Right.
You can fight on the other side of the
restaurant. I felt God in a Red Lobster.
You felt God in a Red Lobster. Why? Yes. Is that because of the food or because you're on a great date?
The biscuits, just the overall ratchetry.
Yeah. Have you ever felt God in a restaurant that was because of the person you were with? See, and this is why our generation
that's
is doing
pregnant pause.
That's the real question. We're like,
we're all finding God in the wrong places. We should be finding them in each other instead of a motherfucking Chili's. You can also get a bomber that says skillet queso on the back. I don't know
what is skillet queso?
Yeah, the skillet just full of molten cheese.
Yeah, you never.
But it just says the words skillet queso.
Just old English, all across the back, bomber jacket, skillet queso.
Oh my God, I love that.
Is that racism?
Skillet case. Skillet case, baby. Yeah, just get your Chili swag.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I'll tell you something. One of the first times I went to a Chili's was like, I had never gone like with my family. But I had just, I went on a date there because I had a little bit of money to go, you know, I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure you get a deal where like you get two meals for like $15 and then I can look like I'm doing well. And I felt God that night in that Chili's. I felt like I was an adult.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Never went again though. Never went again. I've been to Fridays more often than Chili's. Okay. Quick pivot onto the Corona beer thing where people thought coronavirus was the same thing.
That's still going on.
Well, so what happened was, here's what had happened. Okay. CNN, Fox, many other outlets had like reported on this. Like we're saying like, what the fuck? I even saw it too. I was like, what? 38% of Americans wouldn't buy Corona
Where
under any circumstances. So this is what happened. This actual poll was done by a group called 5W Public Relations, a PR firm that represents other beverage companies.
No.
Yes. So they have other alcohol companies like Purity Vodka, Santa Margarita. They also work with Zico Coconut
Santa
Water
Margarita.
And Sparkling Ice by Santa Talking University. Rain.
Oh, those are like the ratchet ones. Those are like the drinks that underage children drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so they don't rep Corona, though?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So, and also, the wildest part is that the whole 38% like stat that most people were hanging these headlines onto, it doesn't even state, like, the way the whole poll was conducted, it's completely unclear how they even arrived at this number.
Because they didn't. They made it up. It's right. called well, imagination.
Right. Well, what they did was just sort of very hastily put out a press release that sort of had like this one headline, and they thought they could hang on to it, and then it completely sort of took a life of its own. So they said, by presenting this finding in the context of other questions that are explicitly about the coronavirus, the press release creates the impression that Americans' reluctance to drink the beer is due to coronavirus. So the question that actually gives us like this 38% statistic is one of the questions that doesn't even specifically mention the virus. So like of their questions like, are you a beer drinker? Are you a Corona drinker? Is Corona related to the coronavirus? In light of the coronavirus, do you plan to stop drinking Corona? Would you buy Corona in a store? Would you order Corona in a restaurant, bar, / public venue? And would you buy Corona under any circumstances now? The last question is the one that people answered 38% to. So they were just like, well, we asked about coronavirus in the other woods, so I guess we're just going to draw a really reckless line between the two and be like, yeah, that's what's happening. Now, don't worry about Corona, the brand.
I was like, don't worry about, but everyone, the point of the story is don't worry about coronavirus.
Don't worry about, that.
Honestly, as guys, long as there's nothing called Mike's hard virus, I guess I don't really care.
You'd be like patient zero.
Yeah. Mike Bloomberg might come up with that.
Oh, shit.
Mike's hard virus. Oh,
is that the way to your heart? Mike Bloomberg, Mike's hard lemonade? If Mike's like, hard becomes aligned with Mike Bloomberg.
They wouldn't. They endorsed Deadpool, and that was hard for me. But when they endorsed Mike Bloomberg, I'll never.
Is Mike's hard from the Sam Adams people? Is that coming out of Massachusetts, or they're their own thing?
I don't think so. Okay, I just want to make sure.
They're owned by somebody.
Oh, no, truly, I think, is Sam Adams. I'm just thinking of the Seltzer Wars as well.
I think Mike's Hard is their own operation. They don't need anyone. They don't want anyone, but that could be absolutely wrong.
No, I think you're right. They're headquartered. Wow, the parent company, the Mark Anthony Group.
Stop.
What the fuck? What if we found out? What if this is how we found out?
Wait, Mark Anthony, like J-Lo Mark Anthony?
No, it's just called the Mark Anthony Group.
Oh.
When it says like the parent company, wow, we're learning a lot right now. My head is spinning.
Yeah, so basically no one thought that the Corona beer caused the coronavirus, and someone just started spreading that for
shits and giggles. I think it shows just generally like how little confidence we have in each other as a country. We're like, yeah, we're stupid enough that I would believe that there's 40% of the people who are like, yeah, coronavirus, no, don't worry about it.
No, everybody is real dumb. Okay.
And then when they were pointing to like, yeah, I mean, the market, like their stocks aren't doing well either, that's because the whole stock market was doing terribly.
Right. That has nothing to do with the virus.
And their whole thing is like,
to make it about you. Yeah.
Yeah. The Corona people who run the company are like, hey, but don't worry about us because we got some up our sleeves. Corona seltzers coming ashore soon.
Oh no. Wash it away.
Yes.
Not everyone needs it. We got enough seltzers. We got options.
Yeah.
We're fine.
You can get cherry, tropical, lime, blackberry, lime,
tropical lime.
I don't know. Look, it's a lot.
I don't mind an alcoholic seltzer, but like, we got enough options. We don't need, like, when I see the Bud Light seltzer, you're like, no. That's just hard to look at.
It's weird how the two I think of is like Truly and White Claw.
So when I see
the other ones, not even because I've tried them all and I'm like, those are the best ones. I'm just like, y'all were late.
Right.
So I don't like the tardiness to the party.
Right.
As what was that? Kim Zolciak?
Yeah.
Told us,
don't be tardy. Don't be to the party. Yeah. Also, second movers, it's just like with streaming platforms. It's like, I'm sorry. I have met my limit. Yeah. I'm not going to subscribe. I don't care what you're cooking over there.
Unless Quibi comes at you with a contract. Would you take some Quibi money?
Listen, they've already slid.
And you slid on out?
I took the Quibi money.
I have yet to take the Quibi money. Whoa.
I lost my shot at Quibi money. I don't think I nailed my last audition.
It's not even, I mean, whatever.
Come on, full disclosure, what would they offer you? Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Full disclosure.
They pay me five nickels and a Mike's Hard.
Five nickels and a Mike's Hard.
That's the going rate at Quibi right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You're like, no, I'm kidding.
I feel like they're wasting so much money.
No, I'm kidding. You should watch the show when it comes out in April.
I mean, $1 billion in ads or in content spend. We will see where that goes.
Yep.
And just finally, I just want to say, apparently Judge Judy is ending the show after 25 seasons.
Judy!
The 2020-2021 season will be her last. Look, I absolutely do not agree with her politics 100%.
Of course not.
But my goodness, I love a strong woman yelling at people. Mm. It's just like
the flavor.
Yeah, I just love it. And that's what her show was.
She's conservative, right?
No, she's a Bloomberg. She's all in for Bloomberg.
Bloomy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's rich. That's what I mean.
It makes sense.
At a certain point, you don't have politics. You're just rich or you're not rich.
She was like, who's got the most money? Yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah. That one.
Because what does she make a year?
She was
$47 million.
Yeah, you're not fucking voting for it. Nope. Yeah.
You know who is not on Quibi?
Yeah,
Judge Judy.
Oh, my goodness.
For now, that is.
She has been just the flavor, just her yelling at people and just really crushing their spirits.
The wildest part is in 2017, all of her show, like the full library of the show, that back catalog, sold that for $95 million. But there was some like courtroom drama. I don't know if it fully went through, but that's what Judge Judy's worth.
And she is like really involved in her business. On my show, we had a bit about Judge Judy and we watched Judge Judy on a TV. And we had to like, Judge Judy had to see the script and like see the show to give us permission to use her image in the television screen.
She's like,
wait, on Florida Girls?
Yeah, on Florida Girls.
Wow. Because
we talk about loving Judge Judy and watching Judy's. Yeah. That's what we call them, like popping some Judy's.
Oh, we watch our Judy's right now. Yeah.
So she personally approved it. So
she's like protecting the brand.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we were misled with that one photoshopped image with her with them cakes, but that was photoshopped. People were like, you will not believe the junk.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm glad you
there's a photoshopped picture of her saying that she had Kim Kardashian style big booty Judy.
Like ass.
Yeah. And like, it was photoshopped. Like if you saw it, I was like, my first reaction was like, whoa.
I didn't know if it was real or not. I was
yeah,
like,
it
okay.
was fake. It was
That's
fake.
Amazing. Yeah.
Are you looking at it right now?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
They say Oprah got booty too.
Wait.
Is it photoshopped or no?
No, real life.
I'm just going to put with things called Judge Judy's
butt.
Cakes. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, whatever.
Like, Judy cakes. Oh, I wish that were real.
Right? I wish Judge Judy had ass like that.
I wish that were real.
Here we are, just wishing Judge Judy had ass like that.
Disappointment of the year.
That other one where
Primary
she
can
is
go however it wants. Woo! That's the biggest disappointment of 2020. That's not Judge Judy.
It was dummy
okay.
Thick.
That one is the one on the left is fucked up.
Yeah, they did it a lot. They really went in on the Photoshop on that one.
Hey, if that was if Judge Judy wasn't known for that, and I saw that image, and that was like a sort of older woman's thirst account.
Yeah,
I would probably stand that account.
Right, I would be like yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that, we know where we all lie with Judge Judy. Lacey, thank you so much for coming
on
today.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you, follow you, listen to you, support you, buy everything that you're selling?
Guys, you can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey. I'm on Single Parents this Wednesday. Woo. That's fun. Better Call Saul, episode 6. And scamgoddesspod at Gmail. Or no, why do I always say the Gmail part? Scamgoddesspod if you want to listen to my podcast about scams.
Damn. Let them know. Is there a tweet that you like? Something you want to shout out?
Yes, and I'm so, so sorry because I want to credit the person who said it, but I truly cannot find the actual tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But someone tweeted, I'm really still so sad about Juice WRLD passing. He was the biggie of our time. And then someone retweeted that and said, man, I hope my friends lie about me like this when I die.
Oh, damn. Oh, boy. That one hurts.
That one cuts deep.
I know it was dark, but I was like, sir, you are out of pocket. What?
Oh. Jamie.
Yes.
Thank you for, you know, just enabling this entire episode today.
I'm coming
through for the laughs.
Thanks, I've been Jack.
Thanks, I've been Jack. Jack, where can people find you, follow you?
Well,
support you.
Well, Maz, as I've said time and time again, my name is Jack, and you can find me at Jamie Loftus Help on Twitter, Jamie Cry Superstar on Instagram. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, today's the last day to get a Zamboni shirt. If you want that,
hey.
You can find that on my Twitter. And then if you're in LA, I'm starting to workshop my new solo show. It's called Jamie Loftus, Jamie Loftus, and the next one is on March 19th at 9 p.m.
Nice.
You're...
And also, are you pregnant?
I was toying with going pregnant, but right. Ultimately I had to go with my conscience and I'm Greeknat.
Oh, Greeknat. Let him know. So, did you have a tweet that you like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You already know that I have a tweet and what's more, it's ready.
So do you want to tell us or like?
You know, I don't want to spoil the fun of letting you know what my tweet is.
Okay.
God, all the tweets I favorite have nothing to do with anything. Okay, let's go with this one. This is a Micah Fox tweet. Apparently, my boyfriend follows over 300 big-titted Instagram models that he, quote, knew from high school, unquote. That made me laugh.
What a high school.
Yeah.
If true, what a high school.
What a high school.
They're like, wow, really?
Wild high school, if true.
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Also on my other show, 420 Day Fiancé, talking about 90 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra. Fuck, man, maybe we just need to just assemble a special episode so we can get some of these Love is Blind takes off because
yes,
I
have so more to many say.
No one has enough to say about
this
show.
We didn't even talk about Amber.
And then isn't there gonna be a tell all too?
Broke ass. I love Netflix for just shading Amber the entire time by putting ex tank mechanic under the bottom, aka she ain't got no job
right now.
They should just put unemployed.
When Barnett's face when she's like, yeah, and I got all this student debt plus no degree, and he was like, whoa.
Then he was like, and I was couch surfing, so you know, I'm like diet homeless.
Is that like swag surfing? Okay, so.
But I'm hot.
Let's see. What's some tweets that I like? One is from at Lil's Michelle, at Lily Michelle. I said, if you're sad in LA, you can go to the beach. But if you're sad in NY, you can go to your bodega guy, and he'll say, you are very beautiful, but not when you frown.
I saw touching. That one.
And then another one from Auntie Donahue. You are not a true graduate of 90s suburbia unless square dancing was inexplicably part of your phys ed curriculum.
That is true.
I didn't know why we were doing it. And I was like, why are you playing a fucking record, right?
I loved it. Boot Scoop Boogie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but Texas, was it as jarring for you to do line dancing?
Like, no, we did it as cheerleaders. I had to do line dancing.
Or square dancing, right?
Square dancing, yeah. Not line dancing.
Yeah, we had it in our school, and the actual track had to be played off of a record, like a record player. And I was like, this is some old, stale-ass curriculum.
Yep.
Like, for whatever reason, is having its heyday now. You can find the Daily Zeitgeist at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a website. We got a Facebook fan page and website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Also, you know, just keep in mind, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio, so go get your, you know, content over on the iHeartRadio app or whatever app you use, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff. Now, what's the song we're going to write out on? Well, I think we're going to go out on a track by an artist called Pop Tart Pete. And the track is called So Special. And it's not like, I don't know, it's kind of vapor wavy in that it's like clearly like an old throwback song, slightly slowed down and with some effect. But it just has a nice toe tapping, just something nice to it. So look, we're starting the week off. Let's get our heads nodding. Let's feel positive for the week ahead. Crush it. And with that, we'll go out on that. We'll see you later today with more podcasts because that's just how we do it. Talk to them. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.